Well, see, you don't have to put on a show. Just live. Let the other people talk. So I'm going to teach you some fundamental of faith, something that you should know and develop and keep doing it. See, you don't get in faith and use faith today and forget it tomorrow. You don't do it. A believer lives this way every day. I'm believing God. I'm talking what I want to see. I never talk what I don't want to see. I talk what I want to see. I speak what I want, and I see what I see. If the world, the house you are living in right now, are you listening to me? If the house you're living in right now, if you're not pleased with it, well, you need to change what you're building it with. You say, nothing ever have happened good to me. Well, you framed that house. Nobody ever gives me anything. Well, you framed that house. If anything bad ever happened to me, you framing that house. Because the Bible says, well, every good gift, this is James 1:17. Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above. How many gifts? Every good gift. How many? Every good gift. Every perfect gift is where? From above, and cometh down where? From the Father of light. Who you think that might be talking about? Cometh down from who? The Father of light. In him, there is no what? Variableness. That means he doesn't vary. He doesn't go this way and then that way. He doesn't vary. He get to you, he changed. Now, what he will do for me, he'll do it for you. He doesn't vary. He doesn't change. He get to this generation, he changed. Young people, he didn't change. He's still God. People may, in the previous generation, may have presented to you, God is not all of that. And what I mean by, you may see God as being making you sick, taking your life, keeping you poor, don't want you to have no fun. People did that. Religious folks did that. God wants you full of joy. God wants you to have plenty of money. God wants you full of wisdom. God wants you full of strength. God wants you to live the best. He wants you to drive the best. He wants you to be the best praiser. He wants you to be the best worshiper. He wants your hand raised. He wants your mouth filled with praise. He don't want you to be ashamed. He don't want you to be embarrassed of him. He wants you to be free to worship him no matter where you are. But somehow we get to church, we get embarrassed. Get to the ball game, we wild and willy. Out of control. So, are we communicating? Huh? Are we? So, I have this question. What is faith? I'm glad you asked. We're going to begin to look into this. What is faith? What is it? Here's one statement. Faith is how we live in the realm of the Spirit. What is faith? Faith is how we live. I'm going to break it down to you and show you so you can apply it. And see, most people want, you ever notice the people that want something for nothing never get nothing? Amen. Never do nothing, never get anything but a lot of stuff. But if you want something, you have to work for it. There's going to have to be some effort put forth. If you want a good life, you're going to have to be a good manager. You're going to have the discipline to plan and have goals and set them and accomplish those things. But if you're just waiting for somebody to hand you something, you'll never get anywhere. Am I talking to some real, real folks, or are you just up in here? So you got to have some. You got to have goals. Faith got to have something to shoot at. But if you just shooting out there in the air, you never get anywhere in life. You got to set some goals. You got to have a vision. Hallelujah. I saw this building many years before I seen it. I didn't see all the details, but I saw it. That's how we got it here. You followed the vision. We did it together. And we are in it now. You got to have a vision for your life. You got to have some goals. So what is faith? Faith is how we live in the realm of the spirit, and it will make you successful. Faith comes from God. Look what God said. I gave them all those scriptures. I'm going everywhere. Look what God said to Joshua. It says in verse 6, well, this is when Moses had, this is Joshua, book Joshua 1. I probably pick up at verse 6, but let me just kind of bring you up to it. Moses died before the children of Israel got to the promised land. They should have been in the promised land about 11 days, maybe a week, 2 weeks at the most. They should have been in the promised land. But it took them 40 years. that relate to some of us? We should have been walking in this place, and we've been out there 40 years and still wandering in the wilderness. Man. But anyway, he said, Joshua, Moses is dead, and I need you to take over. See, Joshua, one of Moses, followed one of his servants that followed Moses. And he said in verse 6, when he told him to take over, he said in verse 6, if you be strong and of good courage. See, if you're going to walk this faith walk, you're going to have to be strong and you have to be of good courage. You can't let doubters and naysayers and all that negative thing pull you out of what you're believing God for. You can't do it. If you do it, you'll never get anywhere. You'll get all the bad news. And believe me, brothers and sisters, I heard it. They didn't have enough nerve to come to my faith, because I would set them straight in a loving way. But I got all news, all the bad news. You'll never do it. They trying to do too much. One person said they'll never cover that. And what they said we wouldn't cover, we added some more and covered all of it. Are you listening to me? So look what it said. Be strong and of what? Good courage. For unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto them, their father, to give them. See, God said, I swore it. That means when God swears something, it can't be changed. Verse 7. Keep going. Come on, keep it going. Listen to what he said now. Only did not give Joshua an option. He said, only. So I'm telling young people, I'm not going to give you an option. Jesus is the only one. Everybody. Jesus is the only one. You can try this and try that, but think you're finding drugs, finding this and that. No, you're just going to get messed up.